Good morning. Happy New Year. Thank you for all for joining us here and also online. And God has given us another day, another year in our life. So let us be thankful that we are able to meet here today. It's a blessing to going to join us according to what I heard lately. The third Thursday luncheon will be January 15 at Golden Corral. So please join that at 1 p.m. On Thursday, January 15th. And today, New Year's Sunday, we will celebrate Holy Communion, and the Hispanic ministry folks will be joining us for that communion together. So we'll have a combined Holy Communion service. The attendance and offerings are not listed anymore. I don't want to list that anymore because we are in good shape now, and God has met all of our needs, and He has given more than us that we needed. But we need some more money because we spend some of the savings for the parking lot. We need to refill that because we need that emergency fund. So if anybody, you know, everybody can chip in maybe $2 or $3 or $5, whatever you can, as you pay your more this year, that will help us to refill our reserve. So we don't want to get short, like an air conditioning or a roof leak or something that will catch us in surprise. We need some reserve money. So please remember that and keep that in your prayers, and we'll be fine as we go forward. We cut out a lot of extra expenses, so we are in good shape. So we also take online donations through our website, if that is a good thing for you, to give credit cards or your debit cards or bank account. That way you also will have a record of yourselves of how much you paid, rather than counting on what the church is giving you as a statement at the end of the year. If you go through the online, you will have a record for everything that you have online yourself every time you pay it. So that is something that I'm going to start doing. So if you want to have any help with that, let me know. It is very easy. Just click, two or three clicks, you are done. An important announcement that came about the disaffiliation process. We have been talking about the disaffiliation and all the process that we have been going through for the last year. About being independent or disaffiliating from the United Methodist Church because of some of the issues that are going on, political and also doctrinal issues about gays and lesbians and all of that. So there was a process, and we were supposed to have meetings in June, January and February. But as of Tuesday, there's an important email came out from the bishop that everything is under pause. They put all that process is frozen now, until they can figure out what exactly to do. There's a long letter here why they had to make a pause on the process, so nobody can disaffiliate as of now. So they have to revisit the whole process and go through every step that they want to do, and they will give us a new timeline and new process. If anybody wants the copy of it, I have made copies of it. This is a letter from the bishop, that is outgoing bishop. The new bishop takes charge today. So this is from the outgoing bishop, and the new bishop is supportive of this document of the change. So everything is under frozen now. So we will talk about that as I get more information. I will give you that as go by. I want to be transparent to everybody because we don't want to be hiding anything. It is open. So I will keep it here. Thank you all for giving me this card and the signage and the gifts that came with it, and really appreciate your support, giving me another opportunity one more year to in 2023 to serve you. And God has blessed us so far, and God is going to bless us more as we continue our ministry together. Are there any other announcements? If there are, yes. Yes.
Is everything good?
Yeah, everything went fine, and she had the baby the next day as she left the church here on that Sunday. And I don't think she has come back to church yet with the baby. Yeah, but the congregation is going to join us. Her family will be here with us for the communion. But everything went well. It's a baby girl.
Yeah, I mean that.
So if there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. The opening hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. It is 140 in your blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand and turn to 140.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name in this church and also online. We thank you for giving us another day and another year to step into in our lives. We thank you for your manifold blessings that you have showered upon us in the past year, Lord. As another new year begins, help us to live each day for you. And with the passing of another year, you have given us a new life that you have laid before us that we are going to start. There is none of us who knows what the new year will hold, but we thank you that every moment of that year is in your hands and you will be with your people. We trust in you because we know that your mercies are new every morning and nothing ahead of us is surprising to you. Enlighten us, our eyes and our hearts, O Lord, that we might see you and know how you are at work through our lives. Give us the wisdom to make the best choices. Fill us with a desire to seek you. Thank you that you are greater than anything, any challenges that we may face in the coming year. We also thank you for celebrating another Epiphany, the revelation of Jesus Christ to this world and also to the Gentiles. As we celebrate Epiphany today, Lord, help us to realize that you have chosen us through Jesus Christ, not because of our merits, only because of your grace and mercy. We thank you again for the salvation that you provided us through Jesus Christ. As we celebrate Holy Communion today, we pray that you will fill our hearts with the power of your Holy Spirit. As we go from this place, that we can spread your love and care and compassion to a needy world around us, Lord, to use the opportunities that you give us faithfully in whatever things that we do. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven, to glorify you and lift your name up so that your people can be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Thank you.
So if you are able, please stand for our responsive reading and turn to page 830. The responsive reading is Psalm 107 verses 1 through 9.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom the Lord has redeemed from trouble, and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wandered in the deserted, in the desert wastes, finding no ways to a city in which to dwell.
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them.
Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, who delivered them from their distress.
And led them by a straight way, till they reached a city in which to dwell.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, and for his wonderful work to humankind.
For the Lord satisfies those who are thirsty, and fills the hungry with good things.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Our health situations. Any other blessings anybody want to share before we go to the burdens and prayer requests?
Come this blessing in 2023.
Plus to be in the new year.
Yeah.
And be thankful for getting your water back.
Yeah, thank God.
Like water thankful. Back. And let us be thankful for the Hispanic ministry,
yes,
which God has blessed us with. And they are more than what we ever wanted to be, and they do a lot of things here in the church, maintaining the property, cleaning it up, and calling me when they needed some support and they see something wrong. So it is all really a blessing, especially during this freestyle.
I noticed that there's a lot more lights at night around the church, so they must have.
Yeah, they fixed a bunch of lights and put new bulbs.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, so I asked them and they said, "Yeah, we replaced all the bulbs around inside the church too." So they are very good.
Thank God
for that. So please pray for their ministry. They have a very good mission. They visit every week. They have a house visit on Thursdays. And they go as teams to every house and knock at the door. And give. So they are taking our leaflets also to give out. Hopefully God will open some new doors and bring new people to us. So be in prayer for them. What a bunch of great people. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. Some of the main call-outs that I want to make from there is are highlighted in that boxes. Talked to Martha briefly yesterday. Her chemo is put on hold because she had an infection, sinus infection, and some problems that is going through with that. So. And she and Rich both got that. So they are trying to get out of that before she can resume with her chemo. That's why she could not get online for the last couple of Sundays and also today. Continue to keep Guillermo in our prayers. Thank you for joining us here. Glad that you are able to join us here in church. We will continue to pray for you. Be strong. God is going to be with you. And George Vargas, he's not much improving, but he still can take food through the mouth, but there are still some problem with his stomach containing the new food items that he's getting received not well by his stomach. So please keep him in our prayers for a complete recovery. So it may take some time for his digestive system to get back to normal after about 6 months of not getting used. That is going to be tough. So please keep him in our prayers and his family. And they had I talked to him on Christmas and New Year's Eve, and it is not a good time for them. And everybody's celebrating. And many of us probably go through that. But remember, even in the bad times, we have reason to rejoice.
Yeah.
Because when everything is against us, there is God going to be for us. So if God is going to be for us, nothing can destroy and take away our joy.
Yeah.
Right? Our biggest enemy in this world are not people. the biggest enemy in this world is anything that takes away our joy. And we should not allow that to happen, no matter what happens. Nothing in this world can take the joy away from us, because God has given us the joy in our hearts. So keep that in our minds as we go through difficult times. Please keep Terry and his family, Eleanor Nicholson's death, continue to pray for them as a family, and continue to pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and all those who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Pray for the service workers, for their safety, and thankful for their work, particularly during this holiday season. Let us be thankful for their services, our trash workers, our grocery clerks and delivery people, and all those who, take a moment to stop them and thank them. And that's a great thing for them, especially our mailmen and delivery people. Our military, police, and all servicemen, our fire workers, and all those people, let us be thankful for them and also pray for them as well during this time. I don't have any special call-outs other than that. My mom, please pray for my mom. I will add that to the request. She has declined her health in the last couple of weeks. She's refusing to eat anything, which is not a good sign. She's going to be 94, I believe, in March or April. So please keep her in our prayers. She's living with my brother, and he doesn't want her to be in a facility, so he is taking care of her, which is a good thing. But they have a very difficult time. Please pray for my mom and my brother and family for that. I may have to go. If something happens, I will let you know as things develop. Yes, Robert.
I was texting Gail and Kevin, who are still members. Her husband's a big Ohio State fan, and she's a Georgia fan, so we were texting back and forth. But I didn't realize that her husband, Kevin, has a bad bacterial infection.
The scripture says in Romans chapter 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come together, to pray together also, bring our burdens and concerns and also blessings to thank you. Thank you for this time that you have given us to pray for not only for our needs, but also to intercede for others as well, Lord. You have given us the privilege to pray and to come before you and call you Father. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you have given us through our lives, Lord. The life itself that you have given us is a gift from you, and we thank you for that. And thank you that you always keep us safe, even in the midst of our difficult places. You are there with us, Lord. And we thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We thank you for this new year that you have given us, Lord. Help us to be filled with gratitude, even in the midst of our sickness and suffering and grief that we may have to go through. Your presence always gives us peace, and help us to trust in that, Lord. Along with all the blessings, sometimes we have to go through difficult times, and we come before you in many ways, broken in many different places. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But you are our creator, and you are the source of all true healing and true life. And you are the one who can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are sick, you are our healer. When we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort by your presence. We thank you again for all those grace that you shower upon us. We lift up all those who need your care and protection during this time, Lord, particularly the ones that you have called up here. We pray for the family of Eleanor and Terry. Bless them as a family as they are going through this grief time. We also pray for Carol and Guillermo for their continued healing. We pray for your grace upon them and bringing them with us to worship together. We pray for Harry as he is also going through some difficult time with his health. And we pray for Jan as well. Bless them as a family. Thank you for bringing them to church here today and giving them the strength in their bodies, Lord. We pray for George Varghese, continued with his recovery. Pray for your complete recovery, Lord. It is your will, strengthen his body so he can be a witness for you in the days to come. We pray for Kevin, as we heard that he is going through a difficult time with his health. We pray that your healing hand will touch him. Pray for Gail as well. Bless them as a family, Lord, that they will feel your presence and comforting presence every day during this time. We lift up Martha into your hands as she is going through a difficult time with her health also, that she will be healed completely from her flu symptoms so that she can continue with her chemo. We pray for Rich as well. Bless them as a family and also comfort them with your presence. We pray for all of those who are struggling like that with various illnesses and difficult problems in their lives with financial difficulties, and especially the people in Buffalo and many other places have been affected by the weather conditions this past week. We pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones through that difficult time. Bless them with your presence, bless them with your grace and peace. We pray for all those relief workers who are working there, give them the strength and the resources that they need. We thank you for your services during this time, Lord. We thank you for the service workers, our military, police and fire, and our grocery clerks and many, many others who give us services every day. Bless them with your grace and keep them safe, and we pray for their peace at this time and for their families. We pray for the nation, Lord, as we go through a new year and a new budget and all the things that are happening in this country with the price increase and all the difficult situations that we are seeing financially. We pray that you will control the situation, give them the wisdom, the leaders, the right mind and the wisdom so that they can make the right decisions during this time. Bless the president, the vice president, the leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and many others who make decisions, that they will fear God and will be guided by the Spirit to do the right things at this time. We pray for your wisdom for our church as we look forward to another year. Bless us, Lord, as we do your work faithfully in this community. Help us to be faithful in using all the opportunities that you give us, Lord. Lord, with all of our heart and mind and soul, that we will love you and do your work and share your love to others. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, and taking part in the communion of the Hispanic Church. We pray that you will give us the grace to glorify your name and people be blessed. We thank you again for this time that you have given us and bless us with your grace. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. We thank you for all the gift of life that you have given us through our health, our joy, and the fellowship of the church and the service that we have here today. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for all of those who were able to give today and also for those who could not give today. Bless them and cover them with your love, Lord, and give them the grace to know and to use the opportunities faithfully. Thank you again for this time that you have given us, Lord. Use this offertory for the blessing of this community around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. Please remain standing if you are able.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. When they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that gives us life and spirit. The word that is living in us and overflowing to this world through us, Lord. We thank you again for the gift of celebrating another Epiphany to reveal the celebration that we experienced in our life, the revelation of Christ in our lives. And also to this world. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your word and give us a humble spirit and an obedient spirit and illumine our souls that we can see the hidden truths behind the word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The familiar story about the three wise men, we all know that, and I just wanted to touch base on that very briefly as we celebrate Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, three wise men to come to baby Jesus. Every new year, we start with a fresh start. Each new year is a new journey. That's what I usually say. As we stand at the very beginning of the new year, we are also taking up a new journey into the new year. I call it a journey because it is a journey to an unknown territory that we have never seen before. That is what the new year is. There may be experiences in our lives that we have not experienced before that we will have to face. The future ahead is filled with challenges and may have some unknown territories that we have to go and we have not seen before. So, we call it the new year, a new journey that we start. An exploration of a new territory. So, this involves certain amount of risk, uncertainty, and unexpected experiences that we may have to face. And the Bible is full of stories about people who have taken such journeys to unknown territories, like Moses, David, and Abraham, and many, many others, who have been called by God to take up a new journey in their lives at many times in their life that they did not expect. And you know that Abraham took up the call when he was 75 years old. He didn't know where he was going. But God told him to leave his family and his land and go to a place that God was going to show him. And he left trusting in God, not knowing where he was going and what was lying in ahead of him. And again, Moses, as he was growing up in the palace of the Jewish Pharaoh, and the Egyptian Pharaoh, I'm sorry, and he was growing up there in the Egyptian Pharaoh's palace, God called him to come out, that you have a mission to save your people from bondage. And he answered the call with all the risk that and the uncertainties that he had to face through that, and Moses took up the call. And David took up the call when he was a shepherd boy. He was chosen by Prophet Samuel to take up the kingdom of Israel, to be the king, the next king, when he was a little boy. And David also took up that journey in his life without knowing what was going to be lying ahead. And all of these stories that I shared you, these people, they did not have an easy life after that. Many times when we think that when we become Christians or we accept Jesus Christ in our lives, everything will be okay. And everything is going to be comfortable and with a bed of roses, as we would say. It is not like that. God has not promised a bed full of roses. Jesus said, you have trouble. You will have trouble in this world. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That is what the biggest news that I wanted to bring you today. It is not about having no problems, but it's about having to face the problems with a powerful God on our side. Amen. And nobody can beat that. Nobody can win the war against us, because God is with us. And He is the almighty and powerful God who knows what lies in front of us. So that is the promise of the new year today, that no matter what lies ahead of us, no matter what challenges you and I have to face, physically maybe sickness, or socially there may be issues in our society, or the world may see some of the things that, you know, like the COVID, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But I know for sure one thing, that God already knows what is going to be ahead of us. Amen. And He's already there waiting for us so that we can journey with Him. That is the greatest promise that you and I have to trust on to. And the new year is going to be an exciting year for the people of God. Not an anxious thing to worry about. New year is going to be an exciting year. Just like anything in the future. Like in the story that we read today, the three wise men from the east came to see Jesus. The whole world should be rejoicing at that time, right? That's what you would think. But that's not what happened. When the Magi came, the wise men came, they were rejoicing, full of joy. They thought that the Jewish people would be full of joy, celebrating that a Savior has been born. But when they came there, that's not what they found. They found that Pharaoh, the king, Herod, was scared to death. He was scared to death because of the news of the birth of the baby. That's what we read today. Many people are afraid and scared about the future. But the people of God has a reason not to be afraid, but to be excited with anything that's going to happen in the future, because God has given us that opportunity to face that along with Him. But we are all waiting for the second coming of Christ, right? And we all say that. But many people are afraid because they don't want the world to end, or they don't know what's going to happen when Jesus comes. So the day of the judgment or the coming of Christ is a joyous news for many of us, but it is also a scary news for many others. So for the people of God, people of faith, as we look forward to the future, it is not about being anxious. It is not about being fearful of what is lying ahead of us. It is about being excited about the challenges that we are going to face, because there is a God who is going to be there with us. He has already trod the path before us. So we don't have to worry about that. That is what David was singing in Psalm 23 about the dark valley he has to go through. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, because you are there with me.
Amen.
A God who has promised us to be in the midst of the darkness of our lives, even in the shadow of death, he is there because Jesus has already gone through that valley. And he knows what is where. And he knows what how to guide us through that difficult times in our lives. So a journey follows a call or a revelation. The three wise men, they were not Jewish people, like I told you. They are not believers. But they got a call, a sign on the sky, in the sky, a star, a new star that they have never seen before. Now, people say that these wise men were astrologers. They studied the stars and the planets. And they were people of nobility, and they were noble people. And some people say that they were three kings, but I don't think they were kings. But they were high places of high places. They were people of high places. And they were noble men. So they studied the stars and the astrology, and they found that there was a new star that that showed up in the sky. It is about a new revelation, a call. And because of that, through that star, God was giving them a call to take up a journey, like we are taking up a new journey in the new year. And they answered that call just like Moses and David and Abraham did. These three wise men, the Gentiles, who had no knowledge of the living God, seeing the sign in the sky, took up that call and answered God's call. Today, as we step into the new year, God has shown us a star in the sky. Only the people of faith can see that star. And many, many people lived in that country, in this world at that time. And only the wise men saw the star. You see that? Even though millions of people were living all around the world at that time, these wise men saw the star and answered the call. Even today, there is the promise of star shining in the sky, promise of God shining in the sky. In every situation of our life, we look for the promise. We can find it. Only the people of faith can find the star. Only the people of faith can start the journey, because they know that God has called them. You don't have to be a 20-year-old believer. You know, some people think that, and I've been in a Christian for 30 years, 40 years, it doesn't matter. Even the wise men who did not, they were not Christians, they were not Jewish people, but they answered the call, and God honored them. And God guided them to the living Savior Jesus Christ, and they honored him with their gifts. Today our call is to answer that call. God's call is there, even in the midst of our situations of life. God's shining star is there, promising us to have a good future. And then the wise men followed their thirst to experience God rather than follow a moving star. Our journey to the new year is not to experience the blessed in the world. It is our journey is to experience the presence of God. That is what our journey is about. Sometimes we think that, you know, we have opportunities to, you know, take up a new job, make some more money, and do many other things. Those are all good things. I am not saying that they are bad things. Over and above, all these things that materially that we are looking forward to, we are looking forward to the experience of God in our lives. That is what we want to see. God, give me some experiences that I have never experienced before. It may be through some situations in our lives, but many, many situations that we go through are very, very good situations. Even it turned out to be good situations. Even though we had some pains in our life at that time, we experienced the presence of God. And we know that God is going to be there with us, like the wise men who actually experienced the power of God as they traveled and took up the journey. And God's loving calls reach to the farthest corners of the earth. As I told you, the Magi came to visit, and we call the Feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany means the revelation of Jesus to the Gentile world. And I told you about the word theophany. Theophany is the revelation of God to the world through Jesus Christ, the birth. But the Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, reveals God's revelation to the Gentiles, the whole world. It shows that Jesus is not for just you and me. Jesus is given for the whole world. It's not just for Christians. It's for everybody, the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life and will not perish. That's what God's word says. So as we celebrate the coming of the new year and the Epiphany, let us be excited and be encouraged that God has given us a new call to take up a new journey. And let us boldly take up that journey without fear, without anxiety, without having any doubts in our minds, because he has given us the call and he will be able to lead us through the call that he has given us. So let us take up that journey boldly without any fear during this new year. May the good Lord bring us that kind of blessings in this new year, that we will experience the power of God and the faithfulness of God as we have never experienced before in our lives. Take up that journey boldly. Don't be afraid. Let us take on the 2023 with the power of God that he has given us. May the good Lord bless us these words. Please come and join the table. This is the Lord's table. All are welcome. Thank you, Pastor and church, joining us for this Holy Communion. It is a blessing to have combined the Holy Communion service together for all of us. So as the ushers guide you, please come and take up the Holy Communion. The order of service is listed in that laminated sheet that you can find in the pew. Please take one of those and follow that. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. We confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. As we celebrate and come before you on this new year, we thank you for the manifold blessings and your faithfulness you have shown to us in the past. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you in all the things that you give us, and to boldly face the future because of your presence with us. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church and delivered us from slavery to sin and death. On the night to which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread. He took the bread and gave thanks to you and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the in remembrance of me. And drink from this until my second coming." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here today and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please come and join the Lord's table. The church is not a church table, it's the Lord's table. All are welcome. So please come as the ushers guide you. Let us give thanks to God. Pastor Nelson will be praying first with thanksgiving, and also I'll pray after that in English.
Let's pray. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta mañana. Señor, gracias, pues, en nuestro Dios, por lo bueno que usted ha sido con nosotros, por habernos permitido llegar hasta el 2023. Te queremos dar gracias, Señor, por esa sangre que usted derramó en esa cruz del Calvario por cada uno de nosotros. Gracias por habernos redimido, gracias por haber dado la salvación. Señor, le queremos suplicar y le queremos pedir que usted nos bendiga y nos cuide en este 2023. Gracias por las bendiciones y por todas las cosas que usted nos permite vivir y por todas las cosas que usted nos da diariamente. Gracias por esta hermosa iglesia que podemos convivir juntos como un solo cuerpo en Cristo. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the communion that you have given us together to take part in your table. As we look forward to the new year, we are excited about the journey that we are going to do with you, Lord. Help us, Lord, be faithful in all the opportunities that you give us to be loving and caring and compassionate to this world around us, to share your love to others. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery of the Holy Communion, in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit, to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I've heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his glory, his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory! My Savior forever, he sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, all my love is to Him. He binds me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about the mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some say I shall sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. It binds me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
People of God, God knows the way, He shows the way, and He will stay with us on the way. As we step into the new year, go in the knowledge that He is already there waiting for us, no matter what challenges that we are going to face. We are going to face it boldly with the power of God in our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.